You can come in a little closer to that microphone, if you will. You are the head of ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Yes.
Is this a church?
It is not exactly a church, but it is an institution for understanding the science of God.
Could you tell people how you are dressed today? What's the significance of your clothes?
About the significance of our institution?
No, about the way you're clothes, the way you're dressed today. The robes.
The robe? Yes. I'm a sannyasi. The sannyasi is the highest status of human social division. According to Vedic culture, there are four divisions of human society. Brahmachari, student life, then householder, grihastha, and then vanaprastha, retired life. And then sannyas life means preaching transcendental knowledge to the society from door to door. So this dress, in Vedic culture, there are different dresses for different persons. So this saffron collar dress means that he is admitted without any introduction anywhere because he is understood to be a man of transcendental knowledge, and the householders receive them and take knowledge from them. That is the system of Vedic culture.
You also have a garland of flowers around your neck.
That is offered by the disciples as a matter of respect to the spiritual master. It is not necessary that a sannyasi have a garland like this, but if it is offered with respect, he does not refuse.
And on one more thing, you have some paint or color down your forehead and your nose, and all your followers are here in the soup.
Yes. These are marks at Temple of Krishna. We mark this different 12 parts of the body. The idea is that we are being protected by God from all sides.
And one other thing, I went to shake hands with everybody and I found that all your right hands were wrapped.
Yes.
What is the significance of that?
The wrapping, it is not exactly wrapped. It is a bag for our beads. We are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the beads are supposed to be sacred, and therefore we keep it in a bag so that it may not touch the dust or any other impurities. So it is not wrapping, it is covering of the sacred beads.
No, I just want to read one section here. I think you'll be able to. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness began when Swami Bhaktivedanta arrived from India with $2 on his person, a metal suitcase full of ancient-looking books, and a cotton cloth robe colored yellow as a sign of the renounced order of life. In India, men of his order are completely dedicated to propagating the spiritual life and are mendicant wanderers. He had wandered across the sea upon the order issued to him by his guru, who told him he should prepare to go to America to teach the principles taught in the Bhagavad Gita and to translate the 60 volumes of the Srimad Bhagavatam into English. Now, are you a guru?
Yes, I'm a spiritual master of this institution. All the members of the society, they're supposed to be my disciples. They follow the rules and regulations which I ask them to follow. And they are initiated by me spiritually. So therefore, the spiritual master is called Guru. That is Sanskrit language.
Guru means teacher.
Guru means not exactly teacher. Guru, the word means heavy. Heavy. H-A-V-Y. Heavy.
Is Guru and Swami the same thing?
Swami means they are practically the same idea. Swami means the master of the senses. One who has not control over senses, he cannot become guru. The renounced order means he strictly away from all kinds of sense gratification, especially sex life. Therefore, he is called Swami. Swami means the master. One who has become the master of the senses, he can become the spiritual master of the society. That is the idea.
The Swami, did I understand you say the Swami has no sex life?
No, certainly not.
Certainly not?
Yes.
All right, now, when
that actually, sex life is allowed only to the householders. According to Vedic culture, sex life is restricted. There are four divisions of society. The Brahmachari is strictly forbidden for sex life. The Vanaprastha, they are also forbidden for sex life. And the Sannyasi, they are also forbidden for sex life. So out of four divisions, three divisions are strictly forbidden of sex life. Only the householders, they can have restricted sex life with married wives simply for begetting children. That is very
clear. Only for propagating children.
That's all.
Then there is a similarity to Catholicism. The priest is...
Certainly, anywhere there is spiritual conception, sex life is not indulged. Anywhere, either it may be Christianity or Hinduism, sex life is materialism. That is opposite number of spiritualism. So people are trained gradually to refrain from sex life. And in the sannyas life, he is completely trained. Therefore, he is allowed to move in the society for preaching spiritual education.
Now, the whole world is heard of the Maharishi Mahesh. Is he part of your order?
No. I've heard so much in the paper.
He is the world's most famous guru at the present time.
No, he's not guru, but he's advertised like that. And a guru is a different thing. But people are, in your country, in the western part of the country, of the world, people are after some spiritual information. So anyone who comes professing as spiritual is welcome. And if he flatters, then it is very convenient to get followers. So we don't follow exactly in that way. We follow exactly the principles of Vedic ways of life. So in that way, sex life for a sannyasi is strictly private.
So many of the people are going to him for meditation. Is meditation part of your philosophy?
Yes, but meditation, as Maharshi or any other Swami or professing, that is not exactly the process of meditation. The standard meditation is described in Bhagavad Gita. That is very difficult job. You have to select a solitary place. You have to sit in a certain posture. You have to regulate your life, complete celibacy, eating, sleeping. There are so many rules and regulations that that sort of meditation is absolutely impossible for the present way of life. For the present generation, the chanting, vibration of holy name of God is recommended in the scriptures. There it is said that meditation was possible in the Satya Yuga, when people were 100% pure. For the present, mostly people are impure. So they cannot execute meditation as it is described in the standard scriptures.
Is yoga part of meditation?
Yoga is a very broad term. Yoga means to connect with the absolute truth. That is yoga. Yoga means connecting link. So there are different varieties of yoga, just like one staircase. It is the connecting link to the top floor. So that is everywhere you can say staircase. But one who has crossed a few steps, and one who has crossed a few floors. They are not on the same level.
I'd like to read one thing. This is evidently said by a man named Swami Shiva Pramanada of New York's Yoga Center. He said, if one has the time to put in about 8 or 10 hours a day for 10 years, one might develop the power to see through a wall through meditation. I've seen people develop X-ray vision, but I've never seen the point of paying such a heavy price for it.
But I don't think it is practical that one can meditate for 8 to 10 hours for 12 hours.
For 10
that
years.
For 10 years. It is most impractical proposition. Therefore, as recommended, we have to follow the regulation as recommended in the scripture. For the present age, this meditation. Last night we had Sankirtan in the public library. Oakland. So all people immediately joined us. As soon as we began to chant Hare Krishna, immediately there is a fact. There is no rules and regulation that you have to do this or that. Simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. We had lectures in the YMCA Sunday school. Little boys and children, they also joined with us. We performed this Hare Krishna chanting in the park. The children, old men, young men, everyone.
Do you have a temple here, Swami, or
yes.
Do you meet in library?
No, we have got a temple here at Frederick Street, 518.
What does your temple look like?
It is temple just... there is deity, Radha Krishna deity, and it's very place of sanctuary. If you go there, you will find immediately some impulse of spiritual idealism.
Do you have altars?
We have other
things you'd find in the inside?
Yes, we have altars, we have pictures. We offer fruits, flowers, incense. And immediately, by combination of these things, there is some spiritual atmosphere. And there is chanting, so people enjoy it very nicely.
We're talking with Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta, head of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If you have questions, our numbers are 478-3456 in the East Bay, 832-9707 in San Jose, 272-1233. A.C. Bhaktivedanta, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What does the word Krishna mean?
Krishna means all attractive. Krishna.
Would you put those earphones on, Swami? Our numbers are 478-3456 in the East Bay, 832-9707 in San Jose, 272-1233. Caller, you're on the air on KGO with the Swami.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Swamiji?
Yes?
I'd like to ask a question.
What is that?
Why is this human form of life, why is this human life in such a diseased condition with war, pestilence, and famine?
These are miserable conditions inflicted by material nature. Just to remind the conditioned soul that this conditioned life in the material nature is not for you. There is another place where you can live very peacefully. Just like in the prison life, there is always infliction of miseries. If in the prison life one is comfortably situated, then he'll never go out. He'll try to live there. So these material inflictions of miseries reminds us that this place is not suitable for us. It is not our place. Our place is back to Godhead, back to home. And therefore, these are the reminders that you must leave this place.
Okay. Yes. Also, what is our true identity?
What is that?
What is our true identity?
Actual identity?
Yes.
Actual identity is that you are spirit soul. And this material body is your covering, just like dress. Just like within dress, the real body is there. Similarly, we are within this material body. So we are taking more care for the dress and not for the body, actually. But when a body is dead, we can understand that there is something missing. That missing thing is the soul. In the modern education and field, there is no department of knowledge to understand that what is that missing part. There are so many theories, but they are not practical. Therefore, we have to understand the soul and its constitution from authoritative scriptures like Bhagavad Gita. Then you can understand our identity actually. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said the persons who are identifying themselves with this material body, they are not actually human beings. They are counted amongst the asses and cows. So that is ignorance or illusion.
Thank you, Colin.
Oh.
Well, I want to ask you something. You said we live in a bad world, but through our mind, our soul, we can escape.
Yes.
Or through Krishna consciousness. We're not solving anything then by doing that. We're sort of in our own mind, we're running away.
Yes, not running away. The best, suppose you are put in a prison house, the solution is to go out of it. If you want to make adjustment of the prison house, that is impossible. You may be a first-class prisoner, or second-class prisoner, third-class prisoner, but you will remain a prisoner. But if you want freedom, then you must go out of the prison walls.
But I notice you seem to have a lot of young men who are part of your organization. These young men must face the material problems of today.
Yes.
Like the draft and Vietnam and everything
yes.
else. Isn't it difficult to belong to Krishna consciousness and exist in this world we must exist in?
Yes. The thing is that persons who are in Krishna consciousness anywhere, even they are put into a very uncomfortable position, they are not suffering in the same way as ordinary man.
Oh, we have people who want to talk to you. Carla, you're on the air with the Swami on KGO.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Swamiji?
Yes.
What is the perfection of this life?
The perfection of this life is to understand oneself. What I am. This is the beginning. Why I am suffering? If there is any solution of this suffering, there are so many things. These questions should be there. Unless a man is awakened to this question, so what I am, why I am suffering, where from I have come, and where I have to go, then he is considered on the animal level. Because animals, they have no such questions. It is in the human form of life, these questions are there. And their answers are there in the scriptures. So if we are inquisitive and follow the answers from authoritative sources, then the solution of life is there.
Thank you, Colin. So know yourself.
Yes.
Know yourself.
Yes.
I have some more questions. We're talking with Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta, head of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And you can sell anything by reaching the more than 2 million who read the Chronicle and the Examiner. Just
well, it's Garga Muni Prabhu. All glories to Garga Muni Prabhu.
You believe that sex is only for having children. You do not believe in alcohol or the use of any stimulants.
No.
What
that is private.
What do you believe in?
We believe in Krishna consciousness. We have to purify. Just like this is also a belief that you will be happy by drinking alcohol. That is your consciousness. I don't believe in that.
Do you have certain dietary rules for
yes,
you to not eat?
Certainly.
What do you not eat?
We don't eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. We first of all prepare foodstuff as recommended in the scripture. They are mostly from vegetable, grains, fruits, milk. So we have got enough food.
No meat of any kind?
No. No meat, no onion, no garlic. No intoxication, no liquor. No, we don't smoke even. We don't take tea, coffee. We simply take what is absolutely necessary for keeping the body fit to execute Krishna consciousness. We don't indulge in luxury or for the satisfaction of the tongue.
All right, caller, you're on the air with the Swami on KGO.
Yes, Swami, I'd like to know where in India was your native place?
Where in India did you come from originally?
Your native place.
I was born in Calcutta.
Calcutta?
Yes, but after my acceptance of this renounced order of life, I am inhabitant of Vrindavan.
Of where?
Vrindavan. V-R-I-N-D-A-V-A-N. Vrindavan is a sacred place. It is about 90 miles south of New Delhi, capital of India.
Yes, I see. One thing I just wanted to clarify, did you, are you a follower of Lord Krishna?
Yes.
That's what I want to know. Thank you.
The callers know more about the subject today, evidently, than I do. Now, your guru told you to be a wanderer.
Yes, sannyasi means itinerary teacher. He'll wander and teach from door to door.
When was it that you arrived from India with $2?
It was in September 1965.
Just several years ago?
About 3 years ago.
Now, you met a gentleman by the name of Harvey Cohen?
Yes.
And how has he helped you?
Yes, in the beginning he helped me because I rented one room that was $72 per month. So,
is this in New York?
In New York, yes. 72nd Street, West. So, whatever there was shortage, you were supplying. I was getting some money by contribution in my lectures, but in the beginning, my all expenditures were not sufficient collection. So, the deficiency he was giving me. Yes.
Did he aid you in setting up the first center or temple?
No, I started my temple in 1967, first July.
In New York?
New York,
yes. How many temples are there now?
Now we have got 6 temples, one in New York, one in San Francisco, one in Los Angeles, one in Boston, one in Montreal, and one in Santa Fe. And another, one of our students has gone to Buffalo. He is on the professional for starting another temple.
How many people belong to these 6 temples?
In each temple, there are average about 50 people.
50 people?
Yes.
Are they mostly young people from the calls we've been getting and from the people here in the studio?
They are invariably all young boys and girls. Yes.
All right, hold on 1 second. We're talking with Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta, head of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And our telephones are open to you, 478-3456, in the East Bay, 832-9707, in San Jose, 272-1233. What haircut? Oh, is there any significance of your haircut over there? Is there a microphone over there we can get you on?
Well, just put that other one over there.
Because we have several young men here in the studio with the Swami. Could you do, what is the significance of your haircut?
Well, my head is shaved, and I have what's known as a sika on the back of my head. The sika is a sign that I'm a Vaishnava, which is a follower of Krishna's.
Did you live here?
I'm from the Santa Fe Temple. I'm just visiting here.
How did you end up in this Krishna order?
Well, I was looking for a man who could tell me the answers to the questions that Swamiji mentioned before, such as what am I, what is God, what am I doing here? And Swamiji is the first one who could answer these questions satisfactorily. And I could see that the process of Krishna consciousness is no phony bluff. I could see it really work because I saw people making progress in it. And I made progress myself by chanting, so I accepted him as my spiritual master.
Do you accept a new name?
Yes.
Well, what is your name?
Subaldas Sadakari.
So each one accepts a new name.
Yes. The initiation by the spiritual master is known as the second birth, You enter the spiritual world by taking a second birth. Your spiritual life begins.
Do you still live in, quote, the rest of the world, the outside world, or is your whole life within the Krishna consciousness?
My whole life is within Krishna consciousness, but yet at the same time, I function within the world at large.
We have a lot of people who have some questions here. And caller, you're on the air on KGO, the Swami. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Swami?
Yes.
What is God?
What is God? That's your question?
Yes.
God means the controller. Everywhere, we have got some controller. You will find there is another controller over the controller. So, if you go on searching one after another, controller and the super controller and the next controller, in this way, when you come to a place when the controller is absolute, there is no other controller. He is God.
Thank you, Colin. I get the impression all the calls today are people within Krishna consciousness. I would like to hear some other people with questions here. Caller, you're on the air with the Swami on KGL.
Yes, Swami, you say you have to know yourself. Now, how does a person go about knowing when he knows himself, who he is, and what he is? In other words, when does he reach the stage where he says, I know who I am and what I am?
Yes, there are two different processes of acquiring knowledge. One process is to research oneself by his own endeavor, by his limited sense speculation. And another process is to know from the authority, just like a deductive process, we say man is mortal. This knowledge is received from our authorities, just like our teacher, our parents. We understand that man is mortal. Another process is one can make research whether actually man is mortal.
Well, is there some kind of a spiritual signal you get within yourself that tells you this?
No, your question is what I am. So this what I am, you can search yourself by your mental speculation. That is one way. Another way, to understand your position from higher authority. So we take this process, we understand what I am from higher authority, Krishna. Krishna says that he is God. And he says all these living entities are my part and parcel. So we are component parts of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, as the component part of machine is to cooperate with the full machine, so our duty is to cooperate with the Supreme Lord. That is our identity.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
To join Krishna consciousness is a total commitment, then, to your way of life.
Yes, it is total commitment to the way of life as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, the science of God.
Must one renounce his present religion?
No, not necessarily. Religion is a kind of faith. You see, naturally, if you go to the higher standard of life, the stereotype faith does not act there. So this understanding, Krishna consciousness, is transcendental to all religious faith. Faith you can change, but this you cannot change. Your constitutional position as part and parcel of God is never to be changed. You may accept a faith as Christianity or accept a faith Mohammedanism. That is a mental situation. But this is your actual constitution situation, that you are part and parcel of the Supreme. That cannot be changed.
What happens in your temples? Do you have services like other religions?
Yes, generally we chant this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, and then we deliver speeches from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then there are questions we answer, and in that way, the audience and the disciples, they become enlightened, and they advance.
But there is no sermon, as we would know in other churches.
That is, you can call sermon, because there is prayer songs, and there is, recitation from scriptures.
Well, you have six chapters, so evidently you cannot be everywhere at once. Who is in charge of a temple when you're not here?
The students are being trained. The students, they also speak the same thing. There is nothing new. I also speak from the Bhagavad Gita, and the students also speak from the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is the same in all the centers. But it may be, because I have little more experience, I can explain them a little more nicely. And the students, they also explain according to their experience. But the principle is the same.
Swami, you're on the air on KGO with the Swami.
Yeah, I'm not involved, but I'm curious. I'm wondering if there's any similarity between meditation and hypnosis. In other words, the hypnotic state.
Or is meditation self-hypnosis? Is that what you're asking?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
Is meditation self-hypnosis?
Is it similar? It sounds like it might be.
Swami?
I do not know what is self-hypnosis.
Hypnotizing yourself.
It is no question of hypnotizing. Meditation means to search out what I am. Just like if you sit down quietly, if you see your body, first of all, see your finger and question whether I am hand, or you'll say no. Whether I am this head, you'll say no. Whether I am this leg, because everywhere I'll say it is my hand, it is my head, it is my leg, it is my soul, everything mine. So you have to find out what is I. Unless you come to that point, what is I, there is no meaning of meditation.
Is meditation part of
you? Then the meditation is finished. Now, the activities after meditation begins. Meditation is to search out what you are. As soon as you know your identity, then your real activity begins. So we check it from Bhagavad Gita, what is my real identity, and begin our service. So that is called devotional service.
We're talking with Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta, head of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We'll be back in a minute. KGO.
Yes, I wanted to ask the Swami if he didn't think that the teachings of Jesus Christ expressed exactly what he's saying. I'm not speaking of Orthodox Christianity as such, but the essence of what Jesus said about the Father within, and if thine eye be single, thy body shall be full of light, and the beautiful phrase that he said, before Abraham was, I am. Has he studied anything about the teachings of Jesus?
So we don't disagree with the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, because he's speaking also the same thing which we are also speaking about the science of God.
But I think she's saying, couldn't you just have taken the teachings of Jesus Christ as your religion?
There is already adjustment.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I believe that the Swami and many others who practice meditation and study the Gita are really dealing with the same premise, the first cause that Jesus spoke of.
Certainly.
Right?
Yes, certainly.
Yes, that's what I wanted to know. I think there is a comparison, not between organized religion as such, but just getting down to the bare facts of what Jesus spoke about. I think there is a similarity.
There is similarity, but one thing is, just like mathematics taught in the lower class, 2 + 2 = 4
uh-huh.
is equally applicable in higher mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4 In higher mathematics, it does not become 2 + 2 = 5 Similarly, the teachings of Bible or teachings of Bhagavad Gita are the same 2 + 2
Right.
But
right.
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is it may be taken as higher mathematics. That's all.
You know, may I ask you one thing? I read some parts of the Bhagavad Gita, is it?
Yes.
It says that knowledge is enveloped in ignorance.
hence all men are deluded.
Yes.
And I thought that was profound.
Our real knowledge is covered by delusion.
Right.
Yes, the real knowledge is that I am spirit.
Yes.
But we are identifying ourselves with this body. Therefore, we are covered in our knowledge, actual knowledge.
Thank you, caller.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. 12 minutes before 4 on KGO. And calling on the air with Swami on KGO. Turn your radio off, please.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, hello, Swami.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to know how you get your money to make all your trips to India and New York and Mexico. Who provides you with money?
I was provided free passage in a shipping company.
You was what?
Free passage.
Free passage.
Who pays for that free passage?
Free passage. There was no question of payment. The shipping company carried me free.
Shipping company carries him free.
The shipping company carries him free.
Yeah.
Who buys your food for you?
Well, when I came with some introduction letter. So my guests, they provided me.
Your guests provide you. In other words, you're a freeloader.
Yes.
Why do you set up your church into an area like the Haight-Ashbury? Your so-called temple. Your so-called temple. Why do you set up a place like that in the Haight-Ashbury?
I'm going to punch her out. Why is your church located in the area of the hippies?
It is not particularly selected at the hippies' quarter, but they found a cheaper place in that quarter. Therefore, they occupied that place.
Cheapest place you could find.
Yes, because we are not very rich an institution, so we found it cheaper. So we selected it. It is not for the reason that because it is hippie quarter, therefore you selected it. No.
Actually, most hippies couldn't join your religion because they take drugs.
Yes, we are completely different from the hippies because hippies, they are addicted to sex and intoxication, and these things are completely forbidden in our temple.
You do perform wedding ceremonies.
Yes.
What is your wedding ceremony like?
The same chanting Hare Krishna.
Is it considered a legal wedding ceremony in this country?
Yes, our society is incorporated under the Religious Act of New York State.
All right, calling on the air on KGO with the Swami.
I'd like to tell your guest that the other day I received a beautiful letter from the Boston Ashram from Miss Prudence Farrell, Miss Mia Farrell's sister. Are you listening?
Yeah, you got a letter from Mia Farrell's...
No, her sister, yes, Prudence, from this gentleman's Boston Ashram.
Oh, does Mia Farrell's sister belong
to
Boston?
Yeah, Prudence Farrell.
Boston?
From this man's ashram in Boston.
No.
Okay? This is Bugs.
No, it's some other group in Boston.
Okay.
She doesn't belong to this... What? Swami group. Mia Farrow's sister. What?
He's talking Maharishi.
Oh, Maharishi?
Yeah, he's confusing us with Maharishi.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back in a minute. The clearest possible idea of what's happening in the gold crisis, when even world political education are consciousness. Could we hear the chant? Maybe with everybody here? Is it possible? Here? Can we get some microphones over there? You didn't bring what? All right, we can get everybody on the mic. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद्र की जय, रामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ सामखंड राधा खंड गिरिवर्धन की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप धाम की जय, गंगा माई की जय, जमुना माई की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Thank you very much.
That is the opening of your ceremony.
That is the at the end.
At the end.
Yes.
At the end.
Thanks to the devotees.
Thank you, Charlie. You're on the air with the Swami on KGO.
Oh, hi. Is this on?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just wanted to ask the Swami where a karma enters in as far as his teachings are concerned, and also whether his concept of God is that of a being that is good and so reflected in healings.
Okay. Karma, is this a part of your
Yes,
religion?
Karma. Karma means work, fruity work. As you walk, as you
I'll take my answer on the air, please, okay?
Go ahead, Swami. She's just going to listen to your answer on the radio. Go ahead with your description of karma.
Karma means fruitive work. Just like you are laboring for some wages, you get your wages. Similarly, in this material world, our work is rewarded. Good work is rewarded with good benefit, and bad work is punished. This is the law of karma.
And the other question is, do you feel God is good?
Yes.
We are out of time. We want to thank you very much.
God is good. Yes.
For people, for all of you here. And your local temple is at 518 Frederick here in San Francisco. Should I give the phone number in case people want information? Phone number is 564-6670. Oh, you've changed it? What is it now?
731-9671.